You're listening to Voice of the Inland Empire with Ron Stark.
Good evening. This is Ron Stark, joined by Wanda Mitchell, and welcome to Voice of the Inland Empire, your weekly adventure into the who, what, where, and why of our local communities. And the show is heard right here on News Talk 590 KTIE every Saturday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 9 p.m. And now you can also watch the uncut video version.
You're looking at me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's your cue for when you dive in and say when people can watch it.
Well, my earring's cutting into my ear with the headset on, so I
apologize. I hate when my earrings do
that. Don't you hate that?
Yeah, I try not to wear danglies. You know, I find the studs don't hurt as much with the headphones.
Anyways, you can watch this madness simply by visiting our website at voiceoftheinlandempire.com. There is a link there that says click here to watch. It's ieitv.com, and that takes us to, or takes you to the program.
Right, and that's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7 p.m. So you can listen to the show on the radio Saturdays at 6, Sundays at 9 on 590 KTIE, or Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. View it. Just visit our website and click on the IEITV link. Today's show is going to be a fun one. Mm-hmm. This is something that we actually booked a long time ago. We're going to be joined by Ken Leinberger, who, along with his wife Angela, owned the Wine Tailor in Rancho Cucamonga, right at the corner of Vineyard and Foothill. And we'll talk about it in depth. And they're a winery, and they have the tasting, and you can buy wine, but they do something very special. Mm-hmm. You can make your own wine. And we're going to be doing that, and we're going to be bringing all of you along with us as we do it.
Is it going to be like the I Love Lucy segment where we're in the wine thing with our feet and
stomping the grapes?
Uh-huh.
Well, only women are allowed to do that, so we'll watch you.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, because women have much softer feet.
I was going to say, if you ask my dad, I have the feet for it. Really?
You can really crush a lot of musk.
He always said, throw away the shoes and just wear the boxes. My feet are so wide and flat and everything, so.
Okay. Are you done with the foot talk yet?
I'm done.
Thank you. No, actually, they'll be giving us the wine already in its must or crushed state. But we get to do everything else. And I don't want to spoil the fun. It's going to be great. Also in today's show, we'll be joined by Bill Postmas, who is filling in for County Supervisor Paul Bien. Mm-hmm. And we'll be having a great chat with him. And we'll chat with Jim Riley from Riley's Farm. Riley's Farm is an incredible place to visit, great for the whole family. It's in the Oak Glen region of Yucaipa. And it's really like stepping back in time into the revolutionary period of our country. And we'll be talking about what's going on at the farm, about their incredible school programs, and Jim will update us on the ongoing controversy over there using the farm for educational purposes. Plus, you'll be doing your segment, Inland Empire Inside Out, a special Memorial Day segment.
Yes.
Well, what you did, Memorial Day is over, but mm-hmm. It'll still be a Memorial Day segment. And we're going to extricate myself from that was not working, by moving right to the community calendar, which is brought to us by the Inland Valley Daily Bulletin and the San Bernardino Sun, the papers to read for those people in the know. Let's see. Oh, this is a fun one. I might even take the kids to this. On Sunday, June 11th, you know Mount Baldy, right up the hill from us. They are doing a lecture, A Pathway Through the Past, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Visitor Center in Mount Baldy Village, which is a really cool place to visit. The lecture is an interactive living history event with period actors. Isn't that cool? There's family activities, food, and entertainment. They are requesting reservations so they can get a count, but the cost is only $5. And for information or make your reservation, call 909-982-2879. That sounds like fun. Something a little more on the artsy side. On Monday, June 12th, the Riverside Art Museum presents the exhibit they are calling Recent Acquisitions. And you know why they're calling it that?
Why?
Because it's made up of nothing but their recent acquisitions to their permanent exhibit.
That means they just purchased them.
Yes, or got them donated or however they get them. But it's all new stuff. And the exhibition highlights some of the contemporary art additions that have been made to their permanent collection over the past 12 months. And the best part is admission is free.
Very cool.
So for information, call 951-684-7111. And here's something, you know, summer's coming up, the kids are out of school. This is something that's really fun to do. We used to do this a long time ago. The Ontario Mill Mall presents Muggsy's Meadow Kids Club. Now, this is from 10:30 to 11 a.m., the second Tuesday of the month, and it's right there at Ontario Mills. The event will include live entertainment, puppet show, and musical guests. The admission is free. For information, call 484-8300, and it really doesn't end up being free. So what we used to do is go and do that, and then we'd have lunch in the food court, you know, which the kids loved. And it's not free, but it's a great way to spend a morning and an afternoon.
Well, it's not required to eat lunch there, is it?
No. Oh. Well, with my kids it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but the Mills doesn't make you.
But you forgot one very important thing.
And what one important thing would that be?
Yeah, hit the table. June 6th, Election Day.
Oh, that's right.
And for those who didn't vote absentee, which I know you did.
I'm done.
And my husband did and everything. It's
important. Oh, he votes absentee?
Yeah. You guys drive me nuts. I think it's a man thing with us women.
All right. You know, write in. Let us know. Is voting absentee a man thing or is it just an ease and convenience thing, which is how I view it? Because I don't like driving to the poll, waiting in line, futzing with all that stuff. I'd rather just do it at home. Boom, boom, boom. Mail it. Done.
It's so patriotic to go to the polling place and push the buttons, and it's so neat. You use the computer now, and it's cool.
All right. You vote. Is it patriotic, or is it just easy?
Okay. Well, it's patriotic, and you're lazy.
Well, I agree. It is the lazy way to do
it.
But
Dan. Dan, what do you do?
Yeah, Dan, do you vote absentee?
Ron.
Oh, you
vote absentee? All right.
Already.
I think it's a man.
You voted already.
Guess what? My wife hasn't voted yet.
See,
it's the same thing.
It's a man thing.
All right. Write in. Let us know if you know of any women that vote absentee. Let us know.
Okay.
All right. So
be sure to go to the polls if you haven't on Tuesday, June 6th, and make your vote count. It's really important.
Yes. You know, all kidding aside, whether you vote absentee or vote in person, dagnabbit vote. But don't just vote, educate yourself. You know, I mean, and I'll be really honest. If there's an initiative or a proposition that I haven't had a chance to study, I won't vote on it.
I do.
I'll leave it blank.
Yeah,
you know, don't go in and just vote incumbent. That's the worst thing you can do. I mean, unless you've given a thought and that's your choice. But educate yourself and vote with choice. Or don't vote at all.
Well, there's some that I don't really know which way is the best, so I don't vote on those things. So.
And let those that have had a chance to study it do it. I think that makes sense. Anyway, if you would like your event, meeting, or program mentioned in our community calendar, it is simple. Just visit our website at www.voiceoftheinlandempire.com. Scroll down to the email link right there on the homepage and send us your information, and we'll do everything we can to get your event, meeting, or program mentioned in our community calendar. Now, coming up, we have a lot of great things. We have Wanda's Inland Empire Inside Out. We have our segment with Bill Postma sitting in for County Supervisor Paul Bien and Jim Riley. All of that is coming up, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
And you're listening to The Voice of the Inland Empire with Ron Stark. Ron, are you done with the front page?
Just finished. Hey, I'll trade you the front page of The Sun for the front page of The Bulletin.
Will you throw in city news?
Only if you give me the U section.
Deal.
Speaking of which, did you see all these great deals advertised in the classified section?
Not yet, but check out this editorial. God, I didn't think it was that funny.
No, I was laughing at the political cartoon.
Let me see it.
To subscribe to the Inland Valley Daily Bulletin or the San Bernardino Sun, call 800-922-0922, 800-922-0922, or visit the Voice of the Inland Empire website for more information.
Wow, the San Bernardino Sun and the Inland Valley Daily Bulletin newspapers cover all of the local stories and world news as well.
That's where I get my news.
Really? I thought it was from listening to our show.
Yeah, that too.
Call today for the Inland Valley Daily Bulletin or the San Bernardino Sun, 800-922-0922.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to or watching Voice of the Inland Empire with Ron Stark, joined by Wanda Mitchell. And we can be heard every Saturday and Sunday, Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday at 9 p.m., on News Talk 590 KTIE. Or you can watch the video version, Voice of the Inland Empire Uncut, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7 p.m. Just visit our website, voiceoftheinlandempire.com. Click on the IEITV link on the homepage, and voila, you're watching us in studio. And now, Wanda, it is time for your Inland Empire Inside Out segment, and it has something to do with the Memorial Day holiday.
It does. In fact, I have two different things I wanted to share this evening. We just passed a Memorial Day this last weekend, and I went on Monday to a special Memorial Day service at Bellevue Memorial Park in Ontario, which is, I have a lot of relatives resting there, so...
Oh.
It means a great deal to me, and one happens to be my father, who served in the Korean War. So this was a very special day, and they did a wonderful ceremony. They had a band. They had a lot of wonderful guest speakers. I have to say that the vocalist, Chris McClear, and I apologize if I'm mispronouncing her name, she was wonderful, and she sang all the different service songs, which I know from growing up, because my dad used to play them all, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, and everything.
Oh, how neat.
It was very touching, and they also did the gun salute, the 21 gun salute, and they played taps, and they placed wreaths at the memorial for them. So it was a wonderful event. They had a flyover.
Wow.
And it was something that was really moving, and so it was just wonderful. I hope more people will go out to it in the coming years, especially now since we are in the middle of a war. It's important to go to these things.
Well, you know, a lot of families have a lot of different traditions, but I've actually spoken to more than one person, and one of their family traditions for the Memorial Day weekend is to do just that, go to a local cemetery. And from what I'm hearing, you know, it's not just a real downer. I mean, it's really, in a lot of ways, very uplifting.
It is.
And, you know, some of them actually have people dressed in period costumes, you know, for the different military, and they put on shows. This one had music and the flyover. They're a real event, but what a great way, especially if you've got children, to help them understand what this country was built on.
Well, it was fun to see all the different generations, and there were young children there running around laughing, and but they were very quiet during the ceremony, and I think they got it. They understood what it was all about, and so it was a beautiful ceremony, so hats off to everybody.
What a great tradition.
And also, I have an update on, remember we had Mary Ward on the show, and she wrote the book, Letters Home, The Soldier.
Her son is a soldier, currently serving his second.
Actually, he's home. He's home safe
okay,
and
so
sound.
Okay, so he served two terms?
Two terms, and he's home safe and sound, living in, I believe, Savannah. And so we have a happy...
Are we going to be able to get them on the show?
I hope so. But he's home safe and sound, and everybody is so relieved, and he's adjusting as well as can be expected, having just come home from a war.
Yeah, so. from two successive terms over there. And it's been interesting following the family as they've gone through this ordeal, and it is an ordeal. And I'll tell you what, folks, the heroes aren't just our military men and women. The heroes are also their families.
Yeah.
And Mary Ward is just an incredible woman who wrote an incredible book, really worth the read.
And we want our listeners to please visit our website, voiceoftheinlandempire.com, and on the homepage there's a link to support our troops currently serving in harm's way, and that can send a care package over to these men and women who are doing just a tremendous job for us over there, and it means so much to them. So please visit our website and do it. It's very easy.
Yeah, goes quick and easy. Well, Wanda, thank you for your Memorial Day message.
You're welcome.
We are joined, as we have been for the last several weeks, by County Supervisor Bill Postmas. And Bill, you got to be getting excited. The election's right around the corner for your assessor bid.
It's just a couple days away now, Ron. Again, I want to thank you for having me on your program the last 3 weeks. And Supervisor Bian, I guess we'll be off break next week and back in the saddle and ready to roll.
Exactly. And, you know, we love Paul and we love his segment, but this has been so educational for me to learn more about an office that is really so below the radar, yet is so vitally important to us taxpayers.
Well, and let me tell you, Ron, if the taxpayers and the residents of this county do see fit to elect me this coming Tuesday, you will begin to hear a lot more about the office.
Well, and one of the things that impressed me the most over these last several weeks was how you want to modernize the office. Mm-hmm. You guys at the board have done so much to modernize the county and truly bring us to the 21st century.
Right.
So I know you can do it. And it sounds like the assessor's office badly needs that as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, the bottom line is the county assessor, if you heard me say for several weeks now, is the first line of defense between the residents, the taxpayers of this county, and state government, Sacramento. The, you know, the bloated bureaucracy up in Sacramento that likes to take our hard-earned money and waste it up in Sacramento on just social program after social program, social program. And at least in Washington, they can get a little bit of pork out to send us. Sacramento, there's nothing to send us because there's nothing left.
They just keep taking away.
And
when they spend all of theirs,
away,
they go to the cities.
Know, well, yeah, exactly. They've been stealing money from local governments, from counties, cities, etc. But I want to be the county assessor because I want to be that that defender of our residents, of our taxpayers here in San Mateo County, of our businesses in here in San Mateo County, in being that first line of defense and protecting our residents against the overburdensome taxes and high tax rates that have continuously been put on our local residents here in San Mateo County. I want to be able to reform the office. I want to be able to add the additional staffing as needed. And as you know, Ron, to get what you need in this county, whether it be technology-wise, whether it be staffing-wise, you need to have three votes in the Board of Supervisors. Because if you can't get them to approve it in the budget, you don't get anything. Well, I have those strong relationships with this Board of Supervisors as I've been the chairman for the last year and a half. And I'm going to use that influence that I built with Paul and Gary and Josie in being able to really reform the office, you know, bring us up to the 21st century in technology, bringing able to add the additional staffing so that we can really assist our taxpayers here in San Mateo County.
And I know that they're really behind you on this.
They are.
Now, along with the residents, you mentioned the businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And keeping businesses in San Bernardino County is so important to us.
Well, just not keeping businesses here, but also growing businesses and sending the message throughout the state of California and throughout the western United States that we are a business-friendly place here. We have an atmosphere here that's really business-friendly so that we have people throughout this country wanting to relocate here. And let me tell you, Ron, it's tough when you're in a state like California that is so anti-business perceived in Sacramento. You know, let's just be honest. You know, we've all got good representatives here from San Mateo County, most of our representatives that go to Sacramento, but a majority of the representatives of Sacramento are a joke. They're not out there. They're not in tune with the average voter in San Mateo County. They're some far...
With anyone, anywhere.
Yeah, they're in some far extreme, position out there pushing their, you know, personal left-wing agenda. And the bottom line is, we need individuals like we have on the Board of Supervisors here. You know, I mean, our Democrat, Josie Gonzalez, who's on our board, she's in touch with the voters of San Bernardino County. She's a hardworking lady who's a business owner for over 40 years. She gets it.
Mm-hmm.
The other members of our board, the Republicans, they get it.
Tell us
it's about, not about some extreme. It's about doing what's good for the people of San Bernardino County.
And really caring. And it
Absolutely.
Sounds like you're that kind of person. With that said, tell us about your opponent.
Well, my opponent, Don Williamson, was elected 12 years ago here in San Mateo County. He announced that he wasn't running. In fact, he committed that to our sheriff, Gary Penrod, that he was not running. The day before the election, he jumped back in the race. He said, you know what, I changed my mind. I'm going to run. We don't know why he decided to jump back in, but he decided to. He's now on the ballot. The bottom line is Don has not been good for the office. He has not been able to get the three votes on the board when he needs it. He has not been able to keep up with the adjustments he needs in staffing. He has not been able to really put the money, the much hard-earned dollars in for reforms. And it's not because he's come to the board for these dollars. Don just doesn't grasp what needs to happen. He doesn't surround himself with people who really get it. So I want to be that person who really works to reform the particular office. I want to be able to build the respect of our county employees so that we can really move that office forward.
And for people who want to learn more, you've got a great website.
Yeah, check out our website, www.billpostmas.com. And remember to vote this Tuesday, June the 6th.
Bill, good luck.
Thank you, Ron.
And in studio with us again today is Jim Riley from Riley's Farm, a beautiful place to visit up in the Oakland region of Yucaipa. And Jim, last week we talked about how, you know, thousands of school children, mostly fifth graders, come to your farm to learn about the Revolutionary War, that whole era. And I know my son did it and just loved it and just came away so much more knowledgeable and patriotic. But that there's some neighbors that have taken issue with this. And it's been recently reported that your farm is nothing more than a shooting gallery. What's that all? You put in tokens and you shoot at little metal ducks?
Well, I think if you ask the average person how many shots come from a shooting gallery, they might say, you know, 10,000 a day. Well, the fact is that we've worked out a very difficult compromise. We only fire six musket shots a day. Six. I mean, that's hardly a major reenactment or a shooting gallery. And these are
and obviously these are blanks, right? I mean, we're not shooting live ammo anywhere.
We don't, and that's another misnomer. We do not shoot live weapons, obviously.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
No. This is basically the equivalent of maybe an Old West shootout. And these are downloaded rounds, so they're not the sort of earth-shattering cannon blows that you might think of. But our opponents have routinely mischaracterize what we do as being this massive major reenactment. We teach kids how to churn butter, how to weave cloth, how to argue with the Tories of Sam Adams Day. We do a lot of political and dramatic stuff. We also show them what the Lexington farmers looked like when they fought the Redcoats. And we think that's a valuable part of what we do. In fact, in the Planning Commission, they asked, well, do you have to shoot the weapons? And our little cook who works for us, who bakes the pie that we brought by today, she said, well, you know, we didn't get our country by asking nicely. You know, that's not how it happens. You know, and it's just the fact of life that you don't put down the tyrant without a little bit of firepower, and that's what we show the kids. You know?
Well, and it almost sounds like that's what you're going through with your farm right now. And you know, one of the lessons that we're taught by history, and some of the liberals today don't quite get it, is that you can't just roll over.
Well, and the thing is, we get people from all over the political spectrum, left, right, and center, who love the story of their country. And, you know, if I were to go out and say to you, you know, you can go to a place in Oakland, in Southern California, and you can see the Lexington farmers and the Redcoats every day. You can hear Sam Adams. You can hear Paul Revere. And you can go there any day of the week, almost, and see that. Do you think the response would be, let's shut it down. Let's close the place down.
I mean, this is living history.
We've got the president of the apple growers up there shouting at the top of her lungs, shut it down, shut it down. And we believe a grave injustice is being done to Riley's Farm. And if these listeners and the folks in the Inland Empire, you know, can call the Board of Supervisors and let them know that this is a place we're saving, so you don't have to go up there someday and see a sea of state homes where there was once an apple orchard.
Jim, we're behind you on it. You know, it's always so much fun chatting, in this case with Bill Postmas, who's standing in for Paul Bien, and Jim Riley. And I just, you know, they're both great segments, but whenever I talk to Jim and he's in his outfit and I'm thinking about the farm, just thinking about going up there relaxes me. You can't go up there without relaxing.
Well, it's interesting seeing him in his Patrick Henry costume with the headphones on. I
mean, yeah, that is kind of almost a visual oxymoron, isn't it?
It is.
That is funny. Well, you know, Wanda, the date of my LASIK eye surgery is quickly approaching. Now, we did have a date set, and I think I had mentioned on the air a couple weeks ago that I had a appointment scheduled with a Dr. Lamb in Riverside, who is a corneal specialist, and she was going to do just one more check of my eyes, but something came up and I had to miss the appointment, and she's on vacation. So we've rescheduled. I'm going in June 14th. Soon as I'm done having that last checkup, then Dr. Vishday is going to actually schedule me in for the procedure. So I'm assuming somewhere towards the end of June. Now, not everybody has to go and get this check. As I've mentioned many times on the show, my eyes are rare because they're so, so bad.
You're special.
Oh, I'm special in all the worst ways. I'm very myopic, which means I'm extremely nearsighted, and I have a really bad astigmatism, which means my eyes look more like a lemon than a basketball. And as such, he just wants this corneal expert to look inside my eyes just to make sure they're completely healthy. The fact that I'm myopic and have an astigmatism isn't in and of itself a problem. But sometimes when you have those, there are other problems that you may have. Mm. It's rare, but they're there. So just to be on the safe side, she's going to check out the inside of my eyeballs. Dr. Vishtay already did it himself. He didn't see anything. He wants a second opinion. And assuming that I'm good to go, then we'll schedule the procedure. I go in and I'm very excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been wearing these for so long, these glasses, and I can't wait to not have to wear glasses or contacts and be able to see how lovely you look sitting right next to me.
Wow.
Because when I take these off, frankly, you're just a blob. I mean that in the nicest of ways.
You don't, when I gesture to you and stuff, you can't seem to see that and everything.
Oh, I can't. Yeah, right now I can't see much.
Or are you just playing or you can't see?
What? Did you say something?
I didn't
hear you. I'm sorry.
Hear and see.
Selective vision, selective hearing.
So you're bordering on deaf, dumb, and mute, huh?
We're going to take a short break right now. And when we come back, we will be joined by Ken Leinberger, who, along with his wife, Angela, own the Wine Tailor. And this is a fascinating winery. It's right here in the Inland Empire in Rancho Cucamonga at the corner of Vineyard and Foothill. And not only is it a place well worth visiting, we're going to be talking about how I and Wanda, and you if you chose, can actually make your own wine. So we'll be right back with the Wine Tailor.
Cosmetic surgery used to be hushed, exclusive, something only for movie stars, until people saw the incredible changes that were possible in looks and, more importantly, in confidence. Now you can look and feel your best too with the help of Inland Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Jacob Hayavi, Medical Director of Inland Cosmetic Surgery, is a diplomat of the American Board of Cosmetic Surgery and a respected specialist in facial rejuvenation, breast augmentation, and body contouring. Dr. Hayavi offers the highest quality care and has offices in both Rancho Cucamonga and Beverly Hills. Imagine looking and feeling your best. Then call Inland Cosmetic Surgery at 1-800-6-COSMETIC and schedule a professional consultation with Dr. Hayavi at no charge. That's 1-800-6-COSMETIC, 1-800-6-COSMETIC, or visit them online at www.inlandcosmetic.com.
It is that time to say good evening to today's guest. We are joined in studio by Ken Leinberger, who along with his wife Angela own the Wine Tailor in Rancho Cucamonga. And Ken, Wanda and I have been so looking forward to you coming on to this show because we are both just big wine lovers. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Ron, for having me. I'm pretty excited to be here.
Now, the Wine Tailor, well, actually, before we even start talking about your store, the Cucamonga Valley, not many people know this, but was one of the first, or I think it was the first viticultural designation in the state of California.
It was certainly one of the earliest, yes.
Even before Napa and Sonoma.
Absolutely. They hadn't really caught on to that whole concept yet.
And if people don't know what it means, viticultural designation, it just means that on the label you can put made in Napa, made in Sonoma. And in the old days it was, you know, wine from the Cucamonga Valley.
Yes, the Cucamonga Valley has been producing quality wines for over 100 years now.
And there's still some of the old families left, not many.
Yes.
But there's still a couple. And then there's you guys. And you've set up shop in the Thomas Winery complex, which is right there at Carnelian and Foothill in Rancho Cucamonga?
It's actually Foothill and Vineyard at that.
Oh, it's Vineyard there.
Yes,
okay,
Vineyard,
okay.
It's there, yes.
Vineyard, Carnelian, it changes. I can never remember where it changes names.
Yes.
But that is the oldest winery, the location of the oldest winery in California. Is that right?
That's right. It was built in 1839, which is actually before California was even a state.
Wow.
And just it was actually built, if you go back in time, just 60 years after George Washington was inaugurated president of the United States. So it's very conceivable that somebody could have been watching that being built who also was able to witness the inauguration of our first president of our country.
That is amazing. And then wasn't it destroyed a couple of times, floods, something, and then rebuilt?
Floods, fire, locusts, yeah. Pretty much God's wrath
on
that winery several times for various reasons.
It got it a few times.
Yeah.
Let's hope that we're beyond all of
that's
that
right.
For your sake.
That's
okay?
Right.
Because I like what you guys are doing. Now, the Wine Tailor is a little different from just going to a full-blown winery with vineyards all around and doing tasting. I think it's kind of a more special environment. Tell us a little bit about the Wine Tailor concept.
Sure, Ron. What the Wine Tailor is we actually bring the grapes in from all around the world. So we're not limited to just the Cucamonga Valley AVA. We bring them in from Italy, France, New Zealand, Australia, of course, various regions throughout California. Depending on the type of wine that we want to make, that's where we go and get the grapes from.
And you know, the wines from the other countries are really starting to catch on. You know, amongst, you know, wine aficionados, I found that I love a lot of the Australian wines.
Mm-hmm.
They have grapes that we don't typically see from California or even from Italy, and they're doing some very interesting blends. So it's neat that you have not just you know, local wines, but you have wines, you know, and grapes from all over the world.
Yes, and people really enjoy that because when they come into the winery, it's like visiting half a dozen wineries at once, because on our tasting menu, we often mix it up where you're going to try some Italian varietals, some French varietals, some California-based varietals. So it's really like visiting a number of wineries all in one.
And, you know, as these wineries all over the world are maturing, You know, in the old days, you know, the only real wine came from France. And then, you know, in more recent days, you know, at least in the States here, the only real wine came from Napa, Sonoma. But that's really changed. I mean, right here in our own backyard, we've got the Temecula Valley with some wonderful wines. Mm-hmm. And wines all over the world. Some of the South American wines are wonderful as well.
Absolutely. South America is coming on strong, and it's my prediction that within a decade, Mexico will be producing some premium wines, believe it or not. It's got the prime growing region down there, and the labor obviously is affordable to grow vineyards, and I think they're going to have some quality wines within a decade.
And not only are these wines, these international wines, getting better and better and winning more and more competitions, but it's fun because depending on the climates, the microclimates of those areas, they're able to grow different types of grapes, and then they combine them in different ways. So we're getting tastes and flavors that we're not accustomed to here, say, in California.
Yes, absolutely. And that's the beauty of having so many different areas that are growing grapes nowadays is you're literally tasting the world in all the wines that are available out there.
So now when you're selecting the grapes that you bring in for your wines, do you always go back to the same till, so to speak, or are you constantly rotating and trying different things as you find them?
A little of both. We found some real winners from certain parts of northern Italy. We've won some awards for some of our wines we made from grapes in that region. But other times we will go to Spain when we want to find for example, our Rioja, which is just a wonderful. We don't carry it all the time, but it is something we brought in because so many of our customers become big fans of that.
So every time you go in for a visit and a tasting, you'll see some of the standbys that are everyone's favorites, but there'll always be something new.
Yes, that is correct. It's continually rotating.
All right, well, tell us about the experience when you come in. You've got the tasting, you sell wine by the bottles, you do private labeling. I mean, you've got a lot of things going on there, including events.
We do. You know, to start off with, our tasting is always complimentary. So anytime people come in, we're open during the summertime 6 days a week, Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7, and Sunday, 12 to 6. Mondays we close during the summertime, but we'll reopen on Monday starting on September for the rest of the holidays.
And folks, when he says free, for those of you that may not know, that's important because in the old days they all used to be free.
That's right.
But now, even if you go down to our own Temecula Valley, the majority of them are charging for the taste. So the fact that you're one of the few that still offers free tasting, hats off to you.
Yeah, thank you. And a lot of our customers have said that really sets us apart, and they appreciate that. The fun part about it, Ron, is our menu changes every other day. So if you come in today, then you're going to find something different in a couple of days. So a lot of our customers keep coming back and finding what they do like, what they perhaps are not ready for or don't care for, and that's okay. That's what experiencing wine's all about, is to find out where your tastes are.
Well, sure, and that's what's nice, so that you don't buy a bottle of something that you don't like. You know, when you go to the grocery store and buy wine, you don't know what any of that stuff tastes like. You know, with you go in there, you sample a few, you find a couple, you go, ugh, that's not for me. You find a couple, you go, ooh, I really, and you buy them.
Yes. Yes.
And that makes a lot of sense. Now, for people that want to buy multiple bottles or want to have their own labels, mm-hmm. tell us about that.
Well, a lot of our customers come in and they're going, wine is often associated with special events. So anniversaries, birthdays, housewarming parties. And one of the things that we can do while people are waiting is we actually will create and print a label right there while they wait. It just takes a few minutes to do. We can even incorporate pictures or photographs on the label and make it very personalized, and we put it all together and hand that to the customer, and they just really love it. We about 70% of our bottles that we sell have custom labels on them.
That is so neat, especially if you've got family or friends coming over, you know, and you pour the wine and they go, oh, what an interesting label. Oh, that's you.
Yes.
You know, because I've seen that. You can put pictures on it, and people come up with, like, their own kind of brand names that they like to use.
Right. That's right.
Also, it's great for businesses, for gifts.
It is. We, especially in things like the real estate market, real estate agents often come in with that picture of the house that they just sold or bought for an owner.
Great idea.
Put that on there. But companies, I've got one company that we're shipping out an order today that's shipping the wine for all their customers for an upcoming trade show as a real mark to get them to come by their booth. They're putting their label with their logo on the wine.
So whether you just think it would be cool to have your own, look, you're buying the wine anyway. You might as well label
That's
it with
right.
something fun.
That's right.
Or if you're a business, it really is a great tool to use to be able to private label that and then give, because a lot of businesses give away things, give away tchotchkes, whatever.
That's right.
But this is something that I think a bottle of really fine wine that's labeled with your logo on it and your business, I don't think there's much more that makes a bigger impact.
No, that's true. And one of my customers told me that he went into one of his customers who he'd given a bottle to 6 months after he'd given it, and the bottle was still on his desk because he was just tickled with it and thought it was great. So he thought that was a very worthwhile investment.
That really is. And you've got a wonderful website. Because I want to touch on the events. And you post all your events at the website, right?
We do, yes.
Why don't you tell us about that?
Sure. The website is www.thewinetailor.com. And we always put our tastings on the front page. So whenever you want to know what we're tasting at the winery today, you can go on there and look. But we also have our events calendar on there, too. We've got, for example, coming up this Sunday, a pet adoption fair going out the winery.
That's right. That's Hope.
It is.
And we were just at we emceed their event at Upland Memorial Park. Two, three weeks ago? That's the Hope group out of Upland, right?
Correct. Yeah. Helping out pets every day.
Yeah.
And my wife and I both have a real heart for pets and getting them adopted out. So we're doing that this Sunday.
That's Margaret Kaufman and her whole team.
Yes, mm-hmm. Correct. We have jazz going on once a month. We have a patio out on the winery that a lot of people come and
how nice.
Enjoy that. We have a wine tasting 101 course every month. Most of the time it is free. This month we are serving food with it, so there is a small fee. And it will sell out. We sell those out usually at least 2 weeks in advance. So if it's something you're interested in, give us a call.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, I want to spend some time talking about what makes what you do, in my opinion, the most interesting. Is there's not many wineries that you can walk into and say, hey, let me make my own. So if you want to find out how you can be making your own wine, stick around. That's coming up next. My vision is bad, really bad, and I've always worried about what might happen in an emergency if I just couldn't see. Hi, this is Ron Stark, your voice of the Inland Empire, here to tell you about a decision I've made. I looked into LASIK years ago, but my eyes were just too bad. But with the improvements in laser technology, I just decided to look again. I researched a lot of the major LASIK centers in the area and easily decided on Dr. Armin Vishte, formerly of Beverly Hills. Yep, I said Beverly Hills. Hey, my eyes are important to me. I want the best. Now, the good news is Dr. Vishte has opened Rancho Laser Vision Center right here in the Inland Empire. So I'm getting Beverly Hills skill and quality at Inland Empire pricing. Call Rancho Laser Vision Center for your free consultation at 888-51-4-2020. That's 888-51, the number 4, 2020. That's 888-51-4-2020. You are listening to or watching Voice of the Inland Empire, and we are joined by Ken Leinberger, who along with his wife Angela own the Wine Tailor in Rancho Cucamonga at the corner of Vineyard and Foothill. And Ken, in the first half we were talking about, in some ways your winery is very similar to other wineries in that you can come in and do tastings, which by the way are free, so that is not like other wineries. You sell wine by the bottle, and it's just when you walk in there you feel like you're in a whole different world, by the way. It's really nice. You feel like you've just gone into a whole different place. And your wines are not expensive. I mean, what's kind of the range of pricing for your wines?
Almost all of our wines fall between the $10 and $15 mark per bottle.
Which is great. I mean, I was just grocery shopping yesterday, and I wanted to buy a couple more bottles of wine for the house. And you go up and down that aisle, and first of all, the prices are just horrendous. And second of all, like we talked about, you don't know what they taste like. Yeah. You know, I've tried sniffing the bottles. I've tried licking the bottles. None of that has worked. It worked with produce, by the way. Yeah, people get annoyed, though, when you lick the corn and put it back.
I hope you bought it.
But anyway, but that's what I like about your place is you can sample it. Because, look, nobody, or at least nobody I know, likes all wine. There's going to be some things you like and some you don't, and tasting it is really the best way to find out.
Yes.
You know, and I mean, look, we do that at Baskin Robbins, right?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And get your little taster scoop, so no difference. But some of the things that make you different are, one, your private labeling.
Yes, on-demand private labeling.
Yeah, right there right on the there. Spot. Order your bottle, tell them what you want on it, and you can knock it out for them. Or for businesses, you can put on logos, and you know, makes a great gift to hand out. But one of the things that I think makes you the most different is that I can go in there, which I'm going to be doing. I'm very excited. Go in there and make my own wine.
Yes.
Now tell me how, and not just me, anybody can. And the price is a bargain. Mm-hmm. You can walk away with half a batch or a full batch, and you can tell us roughly how many bottles that is. 29 for a full batch, roughly.
Yep.
At a great price, and I get to have the experience of making my own wine. Now, I've been drinking wine for years, and I've gone to a lot of tastings and clinics and classes, which is all very cool. But, you know, you don't learn something until you actually really do it yourself. So tell our listeners and our viewers, what's this process like, making your own wine?
Sure. It's actually quite easy. Our customers come in, our guests come in, I should say, and actually start by choosing and selecting which wine they would like to make on our menu, which we offer around 20 to 25 different types of wine that we can make for them.
And I'm looking at your brochure right now, and by categories, you know, you've got your classic wines, which are your Cabs and your Merlots and your Pinot Noirs. I'm not familiar with this word. Terroir?
Terroir. It's a French word, and we use it to designate a level of wine in our winery that's a certain price level. And it means that essentially the grapes are specific to a country or region that we brought them in from.
So they're varietals?
They're often varietals, but...
Not necessarily.
Okay. They can be, for example, from the Rhone Valley in France or from the Veneto region in Italy or Santa Barbara coastal area. Things like that.
And then you've got your vintage wines, one of which I see here, an Australian Shiraz, which is actually what I just bought. I love the Australian wines. And then specialty wines and ports. And so you've got a big selection, reds and whites, fruit wines. Oh, when I was last in, I tasted your Peach Chardonnay.
Yes.
Oh, really good.
Those are all hits.
All right, so you come in and you pick the type of wine you
pick
want to
make. Pick the type of wine. And then what we would do is actually bring out the crushed grapes to you. We call that the grape must. And we actually allow you to pitch the yeast on top of it and get the whole fermentation process started.
So the yeast comes looking like a baseball?
Exactly, right.
You pitch
it right on there and just sprinkle it on top. It's very easy. We've have everybody from 10-year-old kids to 80-year-old grandmothers who have done it. It's not a big deal.
Now, what is the must? I mean, you start with grapes.
Yes.
How do you go from grapes to must? What's the process that happens before I get there?
What happens is the grapes obviously are harvested, and then they are de-stemmed, and depending on the type of wine, the skins are either left in or taken out. If it's a white wine, they're taken out. If it's red, they're often left in.
And if it's like a white zin, they're left in for a little bit and then taken out.
That's right.
Just to give it that pink.
That's right.
Tinge.
That's right. The longer those skins are in contact with the must, the redder it will get, the deeper the color it will be. So you put the yeast on, and that takes 10, 15 minutes. It's more ceremonial than anything else, and you get a sense of what happens. Then we take care of it. Our staff takes care of it at the winery for the next 5 to 7 weeks to turn it into finished wine. And believe it or not, just because we're dealing with such small quantities, it doesn't take a long time to make. A lot of people have this impression that making the wine takes, you know, months,
right,
if not years. That's not true. It actually doesn't take that long to make it. Aging it is a different question.
Mm-hmm.
But then you come back with friends, family, whoever you want to bring in there and torture. It's just a lot of fun.
This is the fun part.
It really is. We have a production room. Everything's automated. It's very easy to use. Kids 10 and up can participate. Obviously, they can't drink the wine, but they can come in and participate in the bottling. And you actually fill your bottle. Put them into the automated corker machines, and they get corked, and then you put your own label on it and your own what's called the shrink wrap, the top that goes up on the top of the bottle. And we've got radio in the bottling room and the production room, so you can pretty much choose to listen to KTIE 590 or whatever you want. But
the perfect sound for all of your wine bottling
exactly.
needs.
And people just have a party back there. They'll bring food, and some will even have it catered. We do a lot of private parties at the winery, too, and they'll come in and do a private bottling party and rent out the whole winery.
Now, that's interesting. So you can make arrangements to bring food in.
Yes.
And can someone rent your winery for an evening or a weekend afternoon to do their own private party there?
We do that quite a bit. In fact, almost every weekend is booked. And it's we do it after we close. We close at 7 o'clock, so you can have the winery after that. And we get a lot of people that come in to do birthday parties, bridal showers, and it's a very unique place to have a party.
And then you've got that big outdoor area in the back as well, that big
yes.
patio area.
Yes.
All right, so... Once I've bottled it, I guess even before I get to that, if I'm doing, say, a white, do I have a choice if I wanted to have that oak flavor or not have that oak flavor?
Yeah, that's really what the name the wine tailor means, because we can tailor it around your tastes. So, for example, if you we usually will do reds with a lot of oak, where we have oak barrels in there, you can oak them up. If you like a white that perhaps is a little sweeter, we can actually change that and affect that in the winery. We've had people really customize their recipes of the way that we make their wine to exactly what kind of wine they like. Some people have even brought in a bottle and let us taste it and said, can you make something similar to this? And we certainly try. All of our wines are always guaranteed. So one of the other things you'd mentioned is, not only do we have the tasting to make sure you get what you like, but if you ever bought something there and it just wasn't what you cared for, or made a batch and it turned out to be not the way you thought it was going to come out, that's never a problem. We back everything up 100%.
So if I make a batch and I drink it all and save the bottles and then say, you know, Ken, this just really wasn't right, I'll get my money back?
You know what? The first time we will likely do that, but you come back a second time.
Second, we're third time, you're not going to buy into it?
Yeah. That's where you'll go back to one of those clinics that we talked about earlier that you said you'd been to, and I'm just wondering what kind of clinic that was.
Well, you know, you talk about the ability to tailor, and really, any winemaker in any winery in the world, that's really what it's all. There is no science to this. I mean, it's more an art, and the winemaker themselves is constantly tasting and testing, and nothing's more fun than barrel tasting, and they're tweaking to develop a taste that they think, you know, will be marketable. And really, we get to be our own winemakers as we, working through you, tweak each wine to our own individual taste.
Yes, and I would say it's roughly, in today's wine world, it's about 70% science and about 30% art. It used to be,
you know, really?
90% art and 10% science, but the technology's come along to where we can do this, and it's because of the science behind that's been developed on winemaking to make the consistency of what you taste at the bar come out when you make a wine. But there are tweaks, and that's where the art part of it comes in.
Right, yeah. So what I think you're saying is, we can tweak to get it just the way I like it, but then every time I come back to make another batch, I can expect that it will taste virtually identical.
That's exactly right. That's what we pride ourselves on, is making very consistent flavors in our wines.
All right. Well, folks, we're out of time, but I am going to be going through the winemaking process. Wanda and I, we're going to make a batch of red and a batch of white, and we, from week to week, will be kind of keeping you up to date on what's happening. So, Ken, we need to schedule a time for Wanda and I to come in and start, and then we'll keep our listeners and our viewers up to date on the process, but I'm looking forward to that wine bottling party.
Absolutely. Thank
Ken,
you, Ron.
Thank you.
All right.
Is this going to be great, making our own wine? And you know what we can do is, once we've got our own wine made and bottled, you know what I want to do? I want to do a website promotion where people visit our website and they can go in a drawing and win some of our wine. Oh. And then our listeners and viewers can sample some of our handiwork.
Now, the hardest part is going to be coming up with names. I know we're going to fight over what to name
them. You never have a problem calling me names. Oh, you mean for the wine?
Mm-hmm.
For the wine, yeah, because some of those names we certainly couldn't use in public.
Oh, no.
That's right. I didn't think about that. We'll have to come up with you know, Voice of the Inland Empire Wineries. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a long name for a winery.
I think we should go with Rhonda. Rhonda's Wine. Rhonda.
Oh, kind of a combined between. Okay, we'll work on it. If you're listening, we're going to do a red wine and a white wine. And I think the red wine is going to be we picked them, didn't we? Mm-hmm. We're going to do the Australian Shiraz, which is just wonderful. And then you picked a white. You picked, which one did you pick?
The white Satin, which is a strawberry Riesling.
Yeah.
Their
fruit wines are, I didn't think I'd like fruit wines, but I love a Riesling. I like strawberry. I've had their Peach Chardonnay. That was great. So I'm really looking forward to that. So, folks, we need a name. What do we call the Australian Shiraz that we're making, which is a red wine, obviously, and the white wine that we're making, white Satin, which is a strawberry Riesling? So send us your suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
And if we use one of your suggestions, we will send you two bottles of each wine. How about that?
You're giving away our wine already?
Already, yeah. we're going to get roughly 29 bottles from each batch.
Folks, he didn't run that by me first, so that could change.
No, if we use your name, you'll get two bottles.
Of each? Okay.
How much of this are you planning on personally drinking?
I think it's going to be really good.
It will be. We better close the show before we get in any more trouble.
We haven't been drinking either yet.
Yet, yeah. They saw the bottles of wine that you saw in the earlier segments. came into the studio closed, and they left the studio closed. She's just always like this. All right, so listen, please join us here every week at this time. We have a lot of fun. And again, you can hear Voice of the Inland Empire every Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday at 9 p.m. on Newstalk 590 KTIE, or every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7 p.m. Simply visit our website, voiceoftheinlandempire.com. Click on the IEITV link, and you're watching us. And while you're at our website, drop us a note. Give us some ideas on what to name the wine, or just say hi. We love to hear from you. And if you write us a good one and include a name and a city, we may even read it on the air.
If we can.
If we can, yes.
I can't wait to hear what some of them might be.
That's true. And listen, if you don't have access to the internet, you are in luck. You can use our Voice of the Inland Empire telephone hotline by calling 909-476-7470. So with that, until next week, this is Ron Stark.
And Wanda Mitchell.
Okay. Reminding you to be productive, care for your world and the people around you, work hard, find time for fun, and never forget to always give back whatever and whenever you can. Until next time, goodbye for now.